When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh my God. Holy
Hi,
shit. 11-11.
Hey,
it's
11-11. Make a wish.
I wish that you were Gabby Bryan. Say it out loud.
I'm Gabby Bryan. I wish upon a star. And who are you?
I'm Zach Senor, coming at you live across the ocean. Girls.
Girls, we're actually not in Brooklyn, New York, if you could believe.
And I think it's illegal that they allowed me to leave. I jumped across the pond. I tried to get into this goddamn country and they looked at my passport and they said, we should send you back.
Hey, this is some raggedy. Isn't your passport fucked up?
My passport's really fucked up and they were really mean to me.
Really? Yeah. How could someone be mean to you? You're a delicious delight.
And that's what I was saying to customs. Yeah. I was being like,
no, you don't get it. I'm a delicious delight.
No, you don't understand. I'm loved by my community of girls out here. Okay. They don't give a fuck. Customs doesn't care, girls. Okay.
I can't believe we're here. Okay. So here's the fucking deal. Here's the dish. Oh, yeah. This is La Podcast.
By the way, La Podcast is a podcast about being yourself. Across the world.
Across the world. This is the podcast and we're doing our best.
Guys, so we're in Edinburgh right now.
Edinburgh. We're in Edinburgh, Scotland, which is a place that sort of doesn't exist.
This is a place that I've never thought about until I got my plane ticket. And then I was like, holy shit.
And it's like nice.
It's so nice here.
I feel like it's a Narnia situation. I feel like we went in someone's stepmom's master bedroom.
Yeah,
bedroom. And we went into her bathroom. And we're like, this is huge.
Her boudoir.
We go into her boudoir. Okay. We go into a fucking boudoir. And then we open a cabinet expecting sort of Chanel.
Because we're there to steal.
We're there to steal.
Because your stepmom didn't let you go to the dance. Okay.
So we're actually here to steal her stuff. This is a bling ring situation.
And so you open up her boudoir. There's all these dresses and you're like searching and then
searching,
you're getting lost in this boudoir and you find you fall. Moss.
Light snowfall.
Like a lamb.
There's a little lamb.
Guys, this place rocks. Okay.
It's cool. It's like a magical little kingdom. There's a castle. Okay.
We're feeling manic as hell because Gabby's doing two plays. We're doing a show. Also, we haven't done this podcast in what, like two to three weeks?
It's also 11 a.m. I can't stress that enough. It's 11 a.m. and we went to sleep at 4. Hi, how are you? Good morning.
I think everybody knows in this podcast, because we always talk about how we're feeling constantly, no problem.
Yeah.
There's a sweet spot with this podcast, yeah. And it's going to go ahead and be at 3 to 5 p.m.
Yeah, so this is going to be interesting.
Like, remember that time we had a meeting at 9 a.m.? Illegal. I'm mad at you, Lizzie.
We're mad.
Lizzie's not here. Lizzie, she sent us so many runs of shows and we haven't looked at them until right now.
I know. She did all this work and we said, oh no, the show's about to start. I guess we'll check one Lizzie email.
Lots of run of shows.
Okay, so here's the fucking deal.
Yeah, give it up.
Give it up.
Give it up. Give Take it up. Your top off. Let's give it up, all right?
Give it up. Give it up to us, Gabby.
Yeah, go.
Here's the deal. Zach and I haven't seen each other in 3 weeks. I was in Portugal.
Portugal.
Which is Portuguese for Portugal.
Yeah, it's just Portuguese for Portugal.
It's Portuguese for Portugal. It's Portugal. I had a crazy time. That being said, it wasn't that crazy.
It looked like a calm girls trip.
Actually, perfectly calm.
I would say I had a way wilder time.
In London for 3 days.
Girls. Holy fucking hell, go.
We both had sex.
I had sex with so many Brits. It should have been illegal.
I think you should tell your sex story because mine is just so sort of alt.
No, I want to hear yours first because you started. I don't want to speak on top of women.
Ew, you're on top of me. Okay, so I was in Portugal and we went to Lisbon, which is a city. And then we went to this place called Ericeira, which is...
You're making up words.
Ericeira. It is 45 minutes north. Of the big city.
Of the Great Lakes. Of Portugal.
It's like going to Cold Spring in New York.
Yeah.
And you get up there And everyone is a 10. Walking around the streets, the cobblestone streets.
You're like Bambi on those streets because I'm sure you were wearing a heel.
Everyone there is so hot because it's one of the biggest surf towns.
It is?
In the world, yes.
Bigger than Los Angeles.
Bigger than Los Angeles.
I can't stop speaking in an undefinable accent yes. now that I'm in Europe.
In Los Angeles.
It is coming from every angle.
No, it's coming from, honestly, up my ass.
Yeah, but it sounds like Wisconsin sometimes. Like, it's like, what am I doing? What am I saying?
I met this European guy the other day. I'm so sorry. Yesterday,
manic.
I was in a coffee shop.
She's manic, girl.
I was talking to a man from Egypt, not Europe. Yeah. And he said his favorite place in America was Wisconsin. I said, hey, I'm worried about
hey,
you.
Hey, take that back.
Take that back. That's offensive to me. We're in Eriseria. Okay. Everyone's hot. It's gorgeous. Little beach town. Brisk. Cobblestone streets. Tapas with friends. J'adore Dior.
Girls are crying. Girls are crying left and right, I hear.
It was like... What's the opposite of a
guys loving?
No, what when there's
girls crying?
What's it called when there's a bunch of guys in a party?
A sausage fest.
Sausage fest. It was a fucking sausage fest, and guess what? I was ready for some bratwurst, bitch.
Oh my god, your floor.
I know, it's awesome.
I was about to be like, it's what's it called when it's all girls? Is it called a clam bake?
It's called a clam bake. It's called an oyster bar.
No, an oyster bar is when it's all lesbians. Yeah,
but it was like
and a bunch of gay guys. It's called get them
kill. Get them kill them. It was like two girls to every 10 guys, which never happened. But the guys were hot and the girls were ugly.
Whoa.
I
what
know.
What happens then?
Something bad happened there, I think.
What happens in those guys' minds?
It was awesome. And then we went to this nightclub, which we kept calling the Biblioteca.
Not that word.
It's not that.
The Spanish language and even the Portuguese language, because they were in Portugal,
yeah.
They go off with that word, biblioteca.
They say anything can be a biblioteca if you really try.
Biblioteca, whoever invented that in old Latin, you know, all the Romance languages, they were high.
They were like, okay, so that's a table, that's a chair. And what if this was like a biblioteca? Yeah.
They were like, mesa, table, casa, biblioteca. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay, and then I'm in a city of all hot people. Here's why I'm worried about me.
Yeah, please.
And you should be too.
I'm never worried about you. Okay. I never think about you.
I never think about where you're at.
When you're in another country, I go, she'll be fine.
Dude, don't worry about her, she'll be fine.
And then I get a letter and it's all like clip out letters and it's like
we have her.
And I'm like, she met someone.
Oh my God, Gabby's off. Okay. So I am in a city of hot guys.
Yeah.
And I end up having sex with an ugly guy. I had sex with an ugly guy.
I'm so sorry.
What the hell happened? This is what happens when you leave me alone with people.
I don't know what happens with you.
I had sex with an uggo.
Well, that's so like you.
Well, here's the deal. I realize that I'm at a point in my life where I'm 29, which is 30, which is 27.
Yeah.
Late and teens. I don't want to put in effort anymore. So I see all these hot guys and they're like, come talk to me. And I'm like, nah.
Nah.
You come talk to me. Anyone who talks to me can get it. Do you know what I mean?
Hot guys? They got an attitude.
They got a fucking attitude.
They got a real attitude. That's why I always say drop a ugly. Because those guys, they're nice. Okay. It's like... So, like, hot girls are standoffish because they have to be or they'll get killed.
Yeah.
What are these hot guys? Why are they being mean?
Okay. Come up to me or it's a wrap.
Yeah.
So this ugly guy.
So shout out if you're listening.
Shout out to him.
He's probably like, what?
Oh, my God. Please don't listen to this. This ugly guy who was.
You said ugly guy. This ugly,
literally, I'll go straight up. I'll go. Well, he was wearing glasses, so I don't really know what he looks like. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there was that princess effect where you took him off and you were like, oh, worse.
Oh, put him back on. Can you even see right now? He came up to me and he was being really funny. And that's sort of all it takes. If you start entertaining me like sort of a town
jester,
then I'm all in. He was being just funny and that was all it took.
I think men have figured that out eons ago, that it's really only about getting one laugh.
One laugh. And then I was like, fine.
Gay guys are not like that.
No, of course
they
not.
Don't want you to make, if you make a gay guy laugh, he goes, first off, fuck you.
Yeah, literally.
Ow.
Ow. Literally what you just said is homophobic.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm, so cut to where I'm hammer drunk.
Mm.
I'm doing shots to stomach. fucking this ugly guy. And we're walking back on these gorgeous cobblestone streets. I'm like, let's go. At this point, let's go. Because I might puke, you know? And we're walking back. And I was like, so, like, what do you do? Like, I realized I didn't have one. I didn't ask him one question. So I said, what do you do? And he takes a moment. And he goes, do you know what parkour is?
I might be privy.
I said, I might be privy. And then I kind of said, is it this? And then I did like a little, like a little kickflip off the thing. And he goes,
then I did a kickflip.
And he goes, yeah. And I'm like, we'll go on. And he goes, I own a bunch of parkour gyms. And I said, okay.
All right. Like, not
all right. All right. All right. Waiting for him to pull out a gun at this point. I'm scared.
A crowbar.
At that point,
they got me.
I'm waiting.
I surrounded?
I'm ready for him to do a flip off my goddamn face. And I was like, well, how do you get into parkour? And he goes, oh, of course, through the world of breakdance. And I went like this. No.
Not breakdance.
Not through the world of breakdance.
Breakdancing is really, it's really cool at the highest professional level.
Is it?
I think only then.
Only Channing Tatum, in my mind, can spin on a piece of cardboard.
Oh.
And I won't report that as a hate crime.
First off, Channing Tatum, when he breakdance, it's light. Light is emanating from his heart when he does that.
It's light and love.
It's light and love. He was put on this earth to breakdance and strip.
Yeah.
And you see that. You don't see that when he's acting. When Channing Tatum is acting, you go, hey. Hey, let it go.
Hey, it's all right. You don't have to do this.
And then even in a movie where he's acting and then when he starts dancing, you see him come alive, basically doing a ooh, ooh, ooh. He's so excited to see you see his body.
You know what I love about Channing Tatum?
Go.
Is that his clothes are so goddamn big.
They're so big and his body is so tight. So you had sex with this breakdancer.
So I had sex with this guy. And honestly, when he took his clothes off, well, I made him do a backflip. Naked.
Hell yeah, of course.
I made him do a backflip naked.
He was naked. What happened to his dick and balls?
Well, they were there. That when you're naked, you're.
They didn't stay.
they were like, no. While we were naked, I said, okay, if you're gonna be in parkour through the world of breakdance, I'm gonna need you to.
I'm gonna need you to
do a little backflip. And then he did a backflip, and then I had sex with him
because of the backflip.
Because I said, nailed it, landed it perfectly. And I held up a little sign that said 10. And then once he took his clothes off and his glasses off, he was cute.
Hell yeah. I mean, it's sometimes that's all it takes.
But honestly,
getting completely naked and doing a backflip. fellas, sometimes that's all it takes.
That's all it takes. Honestly, I was doing charity work. Do you know what I mean?
And then all of a sudden you're like, oh.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's so fun. I'm so happy for you. Who's listening? Definitely.
I'm sorry.
I'm sure he likes you and is crying right now.
He told me he would take me
out.
He's
probably like put this on in the big stereo in his parkour gym, being like, I know this girl.
This girl I met. She has this amazing party.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. In an American accent. Oh my God.
Drops it. His name is Kyle. He's from LA.
Mid flip, he falls on his head. I kill him. But Zach, I think you should talk more about you being in London. God. This is your first time in London.
This is my first time ever.
Zach made it to London.
I made it to London. I made it to the. We're not in London now, but this is the first time I've ever been in the UK. This is crazy. I've only been to Europe one time before. It was in Romania. I didn't.
I forgot about that.
I didn't slurp a single goddamn dorp in Romania.
You didn't?
No.
Yes, you did. You literally jerked someone off on the airplane there.
That doesn't count. That was that was in the Atlantic.
That was international. That was international waters.
That was international waters. That is true.
You literally, moment one, jerked a guy off on a Delta flight.
Okay,
I'm sorry, Lufthansa.
It was, but you don't understand when me and that boy we sat next to each other. Man, sorry, that grown ass man.
I know.
He was older than me.
I almost said his name.
Lessa. I'll say it.
His name was Lessa.
But I was getting more, if you know what I mean. He That was my first ever experience on an international flight, as I sat down and then next to me, like a guy was like, oh, that's my seat. I looked up. We both start laughing. We're both like, ah, hell yeah.
Being get gay down is here. Awesome.
He sits down. We just, I don't know what I did. I was drunk at this point.
And you were on Tylenol PM.
I took 2 Z-Quils. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I drank 3 airport $9 white wines. Okay. Yeah. I was at a level 11 drunk. Okay. All my friend said, who was sitting behind me, was he saw me and the guy sat down, us laugh. He looked down, looked up. We were viciously making out.
That's so awesome.
I have no idea what I said. And then, you know, we get that little safety blanket that they give us.
Yeah.
He just like,
wait,
he just,
that's not a safety blanket. Yeah,
for this, it was. This was, it was protecting protection. Everybody else.
That was a hazmat suit.
We were kissing, and then you just hear him go and open the blanket, flip it over us, jerk me off. Jerk me off. Jerk my ass off.
He jerked my ass off.
And then we actually ended up waking up the next morning. Morning. It's a flight. I have no idea what time it was. We woke up cuddling.
And you were sitting next to our new friend.
Yeah, we just made a new friend. And she got to sort of like had put on the bear. Or not the bear. What's that with Leonardo DiCaprio where the bear gets him?
Oh, the Revenant.
Yeah, she put on the...
And she was watching it this close to the screen, like...
So she was watching the Revenant, and then the Revenant live was taking place next to her. So Jada, shout out for your strength.
Your strength and honestly beauty.
Women persist.
My eyes are half closed right now.
I can't believe we're doing this at 11 a.m. I think we're definitely... This is a manic episode, but girls, we're in Edinburgh,
shut up.
Scotland. Literally.
Literally, shut up.
Girls and every guy, lots of guys are listening all of a sudden.
Which is so crazy. We recently found out that guys know about this podcast.
I thought this was our biggest secret.
I thought that women were keeping this a secret.
Gay men were barely listening.
You know how women keep it between us, like of how birth really feels?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You guys are very elusive about the nitty gritty.
Exactly.
And that's why men faint when they look into it. It's like when you look directly into the sun. You know what I mean? And behind the blazing fire of the sun is ultimate knowledge, but it hurts our eyes because we can't even look at it.
We can't even look at it. Remember the...
That was beautiful.
Remember when the Me Too movement was like just sort of whispers?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what we thought this podcast was. Mm-hmm. And then men have had the audacity to come up to us and say, I listen to your podcast. And
Grown
Zach and I are both
men.
Like, what?
Why?
You're gay.
You're a gay guy.
You're a gay guy.
You're secret gay.
You're secret gay. Yeah. You're hiding it. And you're embarrassed.
Well, I just need to say, I need to finish my sexual. So yes.
Burped.
I just want to be very clear. I've never had that. When that trip, we went to Romania, all that whole blowjob or handjob thing with that guy on that plane, that took place on American soil. So that is an American. That counts as an American.
No, you're wrong. It was international waters and you can't be prosecuted. And you should keep that in mind when you tell the story again.
Okay, I will. But guys, this time I went to London. Gammy was in Portugal with all of our girly friends.
Say it. Say it the right way.
Portugale.
Exactly.
And I couldn't go for various reasons.
You didn't want to.
I didn't want to go. I didn't want to. But I did decide, like, what do? I want to do a little European vacation before our big European vacation.
Yeah.
So I went to London alone.
One of the craziest things about Zach is he will go to a place alone and get into some goddamn trouble.
I'm nasty live action all the time. I'm definitely nasty when no one knows my name. When no one knows my name, I'm ready to get into the nitty gritty guys' assholes.
There's something about traveling alone where you go, you don't know me. You don't know who I've been. You don't know who
you don't
I
know
will
me.
Be.
I'm telling them my name, what I do for a living, my Instagram.
You can Google it.
I'm literally like, do you want to get to know me?
But they don't. You.
I'm desperate for people to know me.
Please. You can go into any situation, say, I am whoever I want to be right now. And maybe that's a girl with a little sass. Maybe that's a shy girl. Maybe that's a sweetness. You could take on any, you could wear any hat.
It's so funny that you can, but I still wear this mask. Like, I'm just like,
bully me.
I don't change it at all. I'm like, hi.
But when no one's watching, there's such a freeing, when you're not with your friends who are like, ew, don't do that. You could do whatever you want.
That is true, girl. So I really suggest, as long as you like, get some pepper spray. And then
you can't travel with pepper spray.
I had Guy's version of pepper spray, a vape.
Someone goes to mug you, and you're like, please, just take a hit.
And then I'm good. I'm being crazy.
I'm sorry. I'm being crazy. I'm sorry. Is this mint? Sweet mint?
Blue ice.
Okay, you're in London.
I'm in London alone. I'm an extrovert.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people know this about me.
Everyone knows it.
And not a lot of people know this about me.
Everyone knows
it
right away.
I'm shy when I'm alone.
You've never been shy.
So I was in London and I was
shy when I'm alone.
I was walking around kind of being like, wow, no one understands that they're about to be addicted to me like fentanyl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was seeing people on fentanyl.
Do they even have fentanyl here?
They do. I saw
it. No, it's bad.
Yeah. No, it's bad. So I was in London. I go to this gay bar because I'm like, listen, I'm just going to stop in for a drink. Doing a take to the camera that's not there. I look crazy. I'm like, one drink,
it can't be that bad.
I go into this gay bar. It's a wash. I leave. I go to this other gay bar. It's a wash. I leave. I'm like, one more. I go to this last gay bar. I'm sitting there minding my own cock and balls damn business.
Yeah, God damn it.
Okay. Some literally British loser comes up to me and is like, do you want a fag? I go, what did you just say? He's like, do you want a fag? And I said, what the fuck did you just say? And he goes, you're a fag. There we go. No, so fag is cigarette. I say yes. I start talking to this guy. Yeah. Catch this. He's a DJ.
I can't believe.
A DJ came up to me.
Yeah. That's actually crazy.
It's like mad because that's like taking your culture.
Yeah, because DJs sort of come up to me.
In every single moment of my life before this moment, a DJ has never even seen me.
Yeah.
They don't see men. You know what I mean?
No. Why should they?
They see me like a... like.
Why should they?
You know when you see a flock of birds? It's like... it's
You can't focus in on one. You just sort of...
You see them all. You know what I mean?
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
And that's beautiful.
But they saw me as a lone stallion.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. That came from your spine. No, oh my God. So I'm talking to this DJ. He turns out to have friends.
Impossible.
Big group of British friends. They all come around to me. I'm vibing. We're making friends.
Yeah.
We're taking shots. We're drinking ciders. We're.
What was his name? It's probably like Tippy or something.
Coco.
No. Was it Coco? No. Was his name Coco? Way to bury the lead that his name was Coco. Was he a pug? What are you talking about?
He was my mom's pug. His name is Coco, but it's K-O-K-O-H.
No.
Hello. His name was Coco. I didn't ask any follow-up questions. I asked no follow-up questions.
Hi, I'm Zach. Hi, I'm Coco. It's really nice to meet you.
Exceptional. They're really chill. They're good proper lads. You know what I mean? Him and his a few friends. We're all hanging out. We're all drinking. He's like, hey, I have a track. Do you guys want to hear it? Don't want to hear it.
If you say I have a track, do you guys want to hear it? Jail, jail, jail. Big cop car comes. But, police brutality.
Yeah, I think they should. But like, I didn't want to listen to it.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to be alone. And I realized that like, and I was like,
oh my God. Hey, that's every straight couple. Just so you know. That's exactly what it's like to date a straight guy. I don't want to listen to this, but I don't want to be alone.
So I go to his flat. I'm with these guys. We're drinking. I'm watching them all make the drinks. like, I don't know where I am. So I'm like, what is that? They're like, oh, I'll make you a drink. I'm like, let me go to the I'm in there. We're having a good time sipping. And then like, it's all. And he's just like, bing. And I'm talking to this guy and girls.
Call him by his name.
I'm talking to Coco. I'm
talking to Coco.
And I'm putting the lime in the Coco. If you know what I mean. It turns into a gay orgy. Nonstop, on blast, on the flip of a hat. All of a sudden, I'm fucking all these guys.
One of the craziest things that I've learned as sort of being on the outskirts of the community is that gay guys, not girls, gay guy, hard G gay guys,
gay men
will be having a God-honest conversation about the weather, about.
I was talking about rent prices in New York and then unzipping my pants. Like, I didn't
literally
even...
they are having an orgy suddenly out of nowhere.
So the DJ, we were all talking, and then he just like gets naked, but I see that in my peripheral, and even I'm just like, oh yeah. And then he just goes on the couch, and then I'm talking to this other British person. I'm like, well, London seems expensive. He's like, well, New York seems expensive. And I'm unzipping my pants. And I'm like, well, the rent is like crazy, but I have like a really good deal. And then I'm in cocoa.
And then you're literally in cocoa.
Well, yeah, my lime is in his coconut.
Literally Coco Cabana.
And then it just from there, it goes absolutely off, baby.
Okay, so here's my question.
Yeah.
When things like this happen, do you come?
Yes. Okay. Hey Gabby. Yeah.
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 Are you having a good time, or are you floating above yourself being like, this is wild?
I'm kind of like, you know, like I'm ricocheting. It's like That's So Raven, like kind of like a vision, but it's ricocheting back and forth like really quickly.
Yeah.
You're because it's like being you're letting go.
Yeah.
Of your higher self.
Beautiful.
No, that's dark. The higher self that is the true you, you snip that cord.
Okay.
You rise above. Okay.
All right.
And then your darkest evil self can kind of run in the muck. And then your higher self is still looking above going, get yours, girl.
You better work.
It was really cool. It was a great time.
Because I've only been in one sex party.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even touched. I just talked about New York City real estate the entire time.
Why are we both doing that?
That's crazy. I don't understand how you... This is... Now I'm mad. Now I'm mad.
Why?
I don't understand how you could be at a party. It's not even a organized sex event. And you could talk about New York City real estate and while having sex, and then when I talk about New York City real estate at a sex party,
naked with stilettos on,
no
like
one
begging to literally be fucked.
Begging to be choked out, KO'd to death, fucked. And
can that be the name of the episode?
KO'd to death, fucked. And no one even has the sheer strength to grab me by the ass.
See, that's too much planning. You can't plan it too much. It has to just, Gabby, it has to just happen organically.
If I'm in a situation where sex happens organically, hashtag me too.
You know what you should do? What? You should maybe infiltrate a gay guy party. Just put your hair in one of those newsy hats.
Okay? I pull a Mulan.
Pull a Mulan, okay.
And I get fucked in the ass.
Listen. You know what? If you just be like a spectator on the wall and be like,
ew! Oh,
it's so much worse.
Oh my God. It's like a crime.
But no, I didn't.
I am built like a Dutch boy. So I think honestly, if I took my full body out, if I took off all my clothes in a gay sex party, no one would blink an eye.
Yeah.
People would be like, that's a guy.
They'd be like, hey, this is an 18 plus event. Okay. Should we do, what are you serving?
Yeah.
You want to go?
Yeah. Okay. Ask me.
Gabby.
Yeah.
Mayu, tell me. What are you serving?
I'm serving you chomping on bubblegum.
Yo.
I'm serving you being in the mall, chomping on bubblegum, blowing big bubbles. You blow a big bubble so big, it pops, gets all in your hair. And you're like, damn it. And then you have to go home. Your mom is dunking your head in peanut butter, trying to rip out the gum out of your hair. You go, this is actually the worst day of my life.
That's trauma. I once did that to someone else and they had to get a haircut.
What are you talking about?
I was on a bus and I my gum fell out of my mouth right into a guy's hair in front of me. And he was acting like really, like you could tell he was upset, but he didn't want to show me he was upset.
That's
Ryan Sabino. I'll call your name.
Ryan Sabino.
I think he has a kid now. Oh my God. And he probably hates me. He had to cut his hair the next day. He came to school like, with like a much shorter haircut, and I was mortified.
Oh my God.
So he hates me. Yeah.
I'm serving you a princess in a palace. Her dress is so tight that she can't walk.
Yes.
But she looks really good. Yeah. So she has to have two servants carry her around everywhere she goes. To the kitchen, to the dining hall, to the courtyard.
The dining hall,
to the bathroom. Like that part's awkward. And they feed her little treats and little snacks. And she's a great conversationalist because she doesn't have to use any energy to walk, because that's sort
just
of,
talk.
Just talk.
Yeah, yeah.
So she walks into a social situation and she goes, gah, 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 gah. I'm the princess. You all love me. And
that
everyone
is
goes,
you.
Smaller cervezas, you know?
You can barely walk, but you can talk, bitch.
Totally right.
Hell yeah.
I'm serving you. I'm gorsching blorsch, so I'm having a hard time right now.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, girls, you don't understand. We are partying nonstop, performing nonstop.
I was flirting with a guy last night.
That's so crazy. I'm jealous.
I was flirting with a guy last night.
I'm not having the same luck in Scotland. I love these accents. Everybody sounds like they're chewing a big wad of cotton candy.
And people got their mouths full here.
Well, I actually like it because I don't think you're supposed to understand every word a guy says.
I totally agree.
You're supposed to only really understand every third word.
I totally agree.
Okay, that's why in America, when a guy talks to you, you're like, all right, dude.
Ew, I heard all of that.
Ew, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Ew, you're fucking disgusting.
You're fucking fucked up.
I'm calling your mom. Dude.
Literally, yeah, what's your mom's number?
What's your mom's number? 911. I'm finding her on Facebook.
Give your mom's number or calling 911.
Yeah, and then, but here, I'm hearing every third or fourth or even ninth word and that a guy says.
You get to be like this. What? Last night, I was talking to this guy.
Hell yeah.
And he goes, are you getting everything I'm saying? And I looked at him and I went, 80-20.
80-20. 80-20, yes. Oh, that's so nice.
I know. I love flirting. I forgot. I've been feeling asexual, you see.
Yeah.
I've been feeling asexual, you see, even though I feel like my body is incredible right now.
Yeah.
But there's... But I think the parkour thing really set me back a few years.
Yeah, yeah. That put you in a recession.
That
for
put
sure.
me in a global recession. And now then I flirted with one guy last night and I was like, oh, mommy's back.
Seeing you flirt kind of, I think after I had that crazy group sex, my body was like, hey... And it like went into hibernation.
Cleanse.
You know what I mean? My insides are doing a cleanse to get all the goop out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It doesn't. But
goop to goop.
Me and Gabby are sharing a bed. We look like a married couple. I am waking up with the rockest, hardest boners anyone's ever seen in my life.
For me.
Not for you. I wake up, I look at you, and then they...
And it goes right down. But I was flirting in front of everyone last night. I literally looked at my friends. I said, we're
our
done.
Our podcast producer, who we just met. You were flirting in front of him.
I was flirting in front of him. I said, hey, everyone, look at me. We're done.
We're done.
We're
done talking.
I'm done talking to you. I'm going to go talk to this guy for the whole time. Don't talk to me anymore.
Yeah. And he was nice. Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
What?
He was like, yes, go. And then he was very pro you flirting.
Oh, he was.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like, hell yeah.
And then when you left and he was sort of just texting and I did feel bad, but I was like,
I was mad at you in that moment.
No.
I was like, hey, stop. What are you doing?
It's okay. But he got it.
Yeah, he understood.
And I was actually trying to, it doesn't matter, but
bridge the gap. Yeah.
But then, our podcast producer was like, oh wow, that was like true love. And I was like, oh, you're so sweet.
No, it ain't.
No, it ain't.
Cut. Yeah, it is. You watch, you're going to be crying over the sky in 2 days.
Whatever.
That's awesome.
I'm awesome.
Does anybody want to know
what you're up to?
What I'm serving you?
Tell me what you're serving.
I'm serving
silver platter.
You big gulp. Okay.
Haggis.
Those kind of drinks that you can only buy at 7-Eleven that they made illegal in New York City.
Yeah.
They're illegal in New York City.
Are they?
Yeah. You can't get a big gulp anymore.
Why?
Because it's kind of so fucked up that they allowed you to get that in the first
what
place.
What do you mean?
A big gulp is more soda than your stomach could fit two times over. Okay.
You know when someone drinks so much water, they drown?
Yeah, yeah. It's like that. They give those to children. Children were walking around in 2011 with a big gulp. And if it's two sizes bigger than my stomach, they're dead. Yeah, okay.
Literally a big gulp and a hoagie. We were blowing up like fucking balloons.
I think there's something, you know, I'm missing about America here is that the unabashed maximalism that makes us sick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We are sick left and right in the US. And I'm like, you know what? Though it's pretty chill. It's pretty chill when I, every meal I eat in America, I feel like I'm going to throw up afterwards.
Yeah.
That being said, I can't find a single salad here. We found one salad here and we
ate it in tears.
I was like, I don't know. London, guys, I love you. Literally invest in a sweet green.
y'all got to get a sweet green.
You need one franchise sweet green because I haven't eaten a lick of fiber or vitamin C.
Do you
want to
get a smoothie after this?
I desperately need a smoothie more than anything. I miss my routine. I miss my routine.
I haven't been home in 3 weeks. I won't be home for another 3 weeks.
That's scary.
I am a crab right now in a shell.
I really miss... We'll do a segment of what we miss about America. Not being there for literally 1 week. I miss it.
Do you know what I miss?
I miss all the chemicals in the meat.
I know. It makes it taste better.
It makes it taste better. And it makes that like adrenaline feeling you get from all the chemicals.
Yeah, where you're like...
Like, I miss that.
You know what I miss? I miss drinking a Gatorade and your eyes crossing. Do you know what I mean? Because the sensation of those electrolytes, toxic,
we need it.
Sugary electrolytes hitting your joints. Oh, fuck.
Okay, I am serving you Bald Eagle. Oh. I'm serving you. I brought a lot of outfits here, and I know when
no, you
I'm,
didn't.
Yeah, I did for me.
True.
Yeah, for me, I have three entire outfits. True. That's crazy.
You brought all your clothes.
I brought my entire wardrobe here. I'm serving you Big Bald Eagle because when I was in London, I was repping the United States in a way I would never in normal life. I was repping it, being like, you know what? It's pretty chill actually over there. I went to an American.
Anyone could get a gun.
I have 9 on me right now.
And if you think about it like that, it's kind of cool.
It's kind of chill.
It is funny when you're in America, you hate America, and then you go anywhere else and you're like, I'm American.
Well, actually, it's pretty, we're crazy.
Joe Biden's not that tired. That's just his face.
That's just his face all the time. Okay. No, when I was in London the last day I was there.
We're
I,
not okay
I'm,
right
I
now.
Literally am going to fall asleep. I had 3 coffees. It's making me tired. I don't
know. You know what I like here?
What?
They'll put anything on a croissant. Have you noticed that?
The croissant technology in Scotland, UK is
crazy.
Is insane. The things they put in rolls, the fruits they put on tarts, okay? Little cakes they put in little cups.
The little treat. You know what UK is really good at?
What?
Treat culture.
They are.
Have a treat.
I would say they're not good at meat culture. Salad culture.
No,
that
vegetables.
Is an American thing, I think, is like salad juice,
salad
smoothie,
juice?
Salad
juice smoothie,
salad comma juice salad smoothie, semicolon,
salad comma juice
wellness
comma
that's
smoothie.
Actually bad for you.
Salad comma juice salad. No, I feel like everyone has like severe plaque psoriasis here.
And everybody has severe gout in America. Can we split the diff? Yeah,
guys,
yeah.
I do think people in the UK think they're really good at snacks. And
Do we win snacks?
They're not.
I don't know. I actually like the snacks here.
The crisps?
I mean, I don't eat chips, so I don't eat
you
chips.
You eat chips.
No, I don't.
I've seen you eat chips.
You have maybe seen me eat one chip.
I've seen me get a bag of chips and you eat half the bag.
Well, you don't eat anything, girls. It's awesome. Gabby barely eats and I eat double. So it's I love on trips. I'm with three,
I love on trips.
I'm with 3 girls. I'm gaining weight. You know what I mean?
That's so true.
I love eating every girl's meal when they eat one bite and they're like, I'm bloated. And I'm like, I'll eat it.
Do you remember the other day we were eating salads? We found a salad place. And a bee took a piece of the goat cheese out of my salad and flew
I've
away.
I've never seen that. This God honest bee took a chunk of goat cheese.
I was like, oh, so everyone feels comfortable taking a bite out of my food.
even this bee saw me do it and was like, I'll do it.
Oh, can I have a bite? Mm. And I was like, oh, she's not going to finish it.
Yeah. And I guess I'm lastly.
Yeah.
Before we move on
yeah.
to our big, what we miss. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And the differences. Okay. I'm serving you.
Yeah.
Okay. A big crown. Okay.
Okay.
A crown full of gems. Crown gems.
Crown jewels.
I am serving you a platinum jubilee.
Fuck.
Do you know what that means?
No.
I learned that in London.
What?
That, okay.
Did
this
Coco
is going to blow
this?
Our mind. No, I went on a God Honest tour and I saw this is going to blow, and our listeners, this is going to blow your mind.
Hi.
So a bronze jubilee.
Of course.
Your 25th birthday. Okay.
Okay.
Or a silver jubilee. Yeah. Or no, it's the other way. Silver jubilee, your 25th birthday.
Okay.
A gold jubilee. That's going to go ahead and be your 50th birthday.
Wait.
Your 75th, a platinum
jubilee.
And then your 100th birthday.
Yeah.
Say it with me. A diamond jubilee.
No. So jubilee is what?
No idea. I was on the.
Jubilee bit is what?
What the fuck does that mean? When I was on this tour in London, this tour guide was just being like, oh, it was the Queen's platinum jubilee. And I was like, everybody was like, yeah. And
you went, huh?
And then it was like 4 hours into the tour, she said it 19 more times. And I just was like, I gotta say something.
What the hell?
what is that?
What is that?
And they're like, oh, it means their birthday. And I went, whoa, whoa, whoa. Everybody get off your bikes.
Everyone get off your bikes. Sit down on the pavement.
Holy fuck, that rocks.
That rocks.
So I think, you know.
What do you think your 30th Jubilee is? Your retinol jubilee.
That's like your ruby jubilee.
Your ruby jubilee.
Your ruby jubilee.
Ruby jubilee.
Ruby jubilee. Ruby jubilee. Hey guys, that's what I'm serving. What else are our segments? Without Lizzie,
I am spiraling to hell right now.
I think everyone's like, wow, Lizzie's not there.
No, I think what you guys have to understand is that we're hungover.
We're 11:51.
We actually have to wrap up.
I'm just gonna go off and say,
and we actually have to wrap up.
Okay, let's just rapid fire. Okay,
things we miss about
things we miss and things we clock about here. Okay, 5, 6, 7, 8, go.
A thong underwear that easily purchased at a CVS.
I miss guys with really, really skinny shoulders and an even skinnier waists. I don't see that.
Yeah. I miss tiny hats.
I miss baggy pants.
I miss Kit Kats.
I miss Twix.
You know what I miss?
What?
Gum. You know what I find offensive here? The gum is only Chiclets. They only have Chiclets.
They only do Chicks?
No, they only do Chicks. They only do Chicks. There's no actual God honest slices of gum.
I miss literally the cans. No one notices. Look at a can of Coke or Diet Coke. They're a little different.
They're a little different. They're a little skinnier, taller.
It's the tab. The tab looks a little.
You know what I miss?
What?
You know what I miss?
What?
Four-way stop. Yeah, all they got here are circles.
Oh my, oh, that's so, what the hell?
What's that?
Okay, listen, you guys are doing a lot of things better than America. I think we won there.
Hey,
okay?
Let's agree on some shapes. You know what I miss?
What?
Understanding a goddamn word anyone's saying.
But the thing is, in America, I'm
like
never listening.
Yeah, no.
At least here, I'm trying to hear.
I'm rock hard.
I'm never trying to listen to anyone.
You know what I miss?
What?
Getting in an Uber, it costing $3 million. Because the Ubers here are so goddamn
They're
cheap.
They're so cheap.
And I just don't trust it.
I'm like, you're killing me.
Yeah.
Okay. I miss my mom.
I miss rats.
I do miss rats.
There's no rats
There's no rat. I haven't seen a single rat.
Hey, you remember Jack the Ripper? Was that here or down there?
That was in London.
Oh.
That definitely wasn't here. Okay. Hmm. Yeah.
Do they have their own sort of murderer here?
I bet. I mean, I'm sure. We'll have to do some. We'll do a tour.
Okay.
I miss waking up in New York City. Okay.
Yeah.
Looking at my apartment, going, this is way too small for what I pay.
Yeah.
Going outside of my apartment, walking out. Every time I walk outside in New York City, it's $45.
Yep.
Okay. I go to a coffee shop. Now I'm up to $100 a day.
Yeah. It's 9
okay?
a.m.
Every time I go to a thrift store to get a shirt, all of a sudden I'm spending $500. Bank of America is texting me being like, are you all right? And I'm like, it's literally 10:30.
Yeah.
How did I spend this much money?
Yeah.
I miss waking up, saluting the sun, being like, another day in a crumbling empire, baby.
Baby. You know what I miss?
What?
I miss an asymmetrical barista being a bitch to me in the morning, giving me the wrong coffee and asking for a tip. Everyone here is so nice.
They're so nice. I will say, I had a douchey American thing. I was the douchebag American.
What'd you do?
I was first off, they have a TGI Fridays here. They're bad.
They're bad.
Okay, you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
I've never been to, I wouldn't never go to TGI Fridays in America.
Never.
But I saw it and I was like, my God, my bread and butter, my culture.
So my guy.
I went over to the TGI Fridays and the waitress was like kind of short with me. And I was like, oh my fucking God. And then I caught myself and I was like, wait, they pay you a full wage. You're not at my behest.
You're not at my best.
I'm a douchebag. You're in the right. No!
No! Isn't it crazy that everyone gets a salary here so they don't have to tap dance for us while they bring us breadsticks? It's so honestly awkward.
I'm like, why aren't you tap?
I'm like, why aren't you singing a little song right now? Everyone here is just a human working their jobs.
And like living comfortably a life that they could live.
They don't have to be like, hey team, how we doing team?
Everyone okay here?
Everyone feeling good? Everyone feeling all right? What do we want to start with, some drinks? No, you want a drink? You want to get drunk? All right, I'll be back in two minutes just to make sure you're feeling good the entire time.
Does your uncle want to put his hand on my inner thigh? I can do it.
Here's my ass.
Here's my ass.
Here's my ass.
I miss the last thing I miss about America.
Yeah.
is looking a single mother in the eye who's got three jobs being like, this food is cold. Send it back. I'm Send mad at back. You. Bad review mentioning you by Anne. Your name.
Hey, Anne, you're going down, bitch. Oh wow. So this has been the
most manic episode of the podcast
in the
world. This has
been a tired little ep.
I think it's tired up.
Well, we always think we sound tired and then we listen back to the ep and I get a migraine. So
brave for listening.
So hey, good luck. Hope you're feeling good.
So Lizzie very much was like, hey, don't fuck this up. We have 10 minutes left.
Perfect.
She said, don't fuck this up. So we will be doing we have a surrogate of the week.
We have a surrogate of the week.
And guys, thank you for you guys, the new Patreon subscribers.
There's actually a bunch of new Patreon subscribers. We have a Patreon. If you're not on our Patreon, you're dumb. It's patreon.com/thepodcastpodcast. That is where we post the entire Girl Cinematic Universe.
Oh my God.
And then guys, also, while we're here, very special Patreon content, we'll be using a selfie stick and doing Edinburgh reviews from our bed. And then we're also just going to tour around the city and post all of what we actually think, because we're holding back.
Yeah, we're holding back.
Because Lizzie said we can't say a lot of what we wanted to say.
Because we had a meeting and we were going off and she goes, hey, we want people to keep listening to this podcast.
Yeah, hey, so don't say this, but we could say it behind the Patreon paywall.
The paywall, guys, it's toxic as fuck.
So also, we just added a bunch of new tiers to our Patreon. So if you want some juice, you want some extra juice, goddamn, get over there.
And guys, we're still waiting for someone to do the
lamuk bang.
And wouldn't it be so amazing to make us do it with fish and chips?
Oh my God, I'm gonna shit my ass.
Guys, do you want to see me and Gabby get sick to our stomach? Do you want to see us get throw up? You, I know some of you fucking weird guys.
I know
listen,
you want
do.
It.
Play $100 on our Patreon
for 1 month and we'll do a mukbang.
There's so much good food, like international mukbang. The tarts here are crazy. They're loving cannolis here. I thought that was Italy, but they're loving them here.
Really?
There's cannolis everywhere.
But our surrogate of the week is,
her name is going to go ahead and be Emily Moyer.
Emily Moyer, welcome to parenthood. I think you're going to do a good job.
And I want you to know, we're going to be calling you nonstop during the pregnancy.
I want to check in. What's your vitals?
What's your vitals?
What are your vitals?
Why don't you go ahead and stay in our apartment while this happens? Oh, I
we're going to lock you away.
It's going to be just like Handmaid's Tale. That is every time a gay couple surrogates and lets the she's off fretting. You know what I mean?
She gets contractions and I'm like, my stomach hurts.
Oh, you do the faint. Yeah. I think that would 100% happen with me.
Yeah.
As if I had a woman surrogating my children with my hunky husband, I would be so annoying.
So annoying.
Fainting. I would be fainting, like being like, sorry.
I'm eating for two.
Like just balking and getting jacked.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So Emily.
Emily, we love you so much.
Emily Moyer. Your name is spelled Emily with two, Emily L-E-E.
That's the hot girl way to do it.
And I don't know what you look like. I know you're a hot girl. I know that you wake up, you look yourself in the mirror and you go, I'm not enough. Because only hot girls say that.
Only hot girls think
hot
they're not enough.
Hot girls think they're not enough.
Uggos be thinking they're enough in these streets. Okay? We're the only ones who are like, we're not enough. You know what? I'm going to change my name.
What?
To G-A-B-B-E-E. Gabby.
Gabby.
And that's inspired by
Gabby.
You. Gabby. Platinum Gabby. Amazing.
Oh, this is your platinum jubilee, okay? Emily Moyer. We love you. Thank you for joining the Patreon. There's going to be a lot of cool shit this week.
There is.
And there's going to be a lot of cool shit.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok. My Instagram was deactivated for 3 days, so it was actually...
Oh my God, guys. It was a nightmare.
It was a cleanse. I would not stop talking about it. I had to get back on. Okay, listen. My account was reported as pornography.
Have you seen you?
Exactly.
Guys,
honestly, I was flattered.
The 3 days that only I had Instagram and Gabby didn't, it made her lose her mind. We have this show called Wet Hot American Standups here that we're doing every night. The other night, a bunch of people came and Gabby was hosting and she was like, how did you find out? And they were like, Instagram. And you went,
who's Instagram?
Who's Instagram? And they were like, Zach's. Everyone lost their... I have never known that to be true.
The way my jaw hit the core of the earth.
It was just like a double whammy because she couldn't go on Instagram. And then And then you realize that I'm the next supreme. You know what I mean? It went directly to me.
I realized that I've been slowly being poisoned. The queen has been being poisoned by the prince.
Isn't that such? And that's called a Zaki Jubilee.
Zaki Jubilee.
Okay, oh give my me God.
Zaki. Z-A-C-K-E-E.
Emily.
Zach.
What's up?
I love you so much. You're going to give me wings now. I'm giving you wings. That's what's happening right now. One of the amazing things about being abroad with you, honestly being anywhere, but especially in a place like this, people are so God honest startled by your body. That no one can not, people are like, body, body. No one can keep it. And they're like, body, body, body. Your body is freaking people out.
I'm loving it.
No, like it's, people are really getting fucked up over it. And it's so awesome to witness that in real time and to be like, hey, that's actually my friend. Mm. So yeah, you like best his friend. Body, best. But I get his mind. Best friend. What'd I say?
Friend.
I'm so sorry. best friend. Yeah. You're my best friend. I forgot how fun it is to share a room with you. Last night.
We're better at sharing a bed than an apartment.
No, it's true. Once we're in bed together, it all makes sense. Yeah. Last night, we couldn't stop laughing. The reason we're so tired right now is because we couldn't stop cackling in the dark till like 5 a.m.
And then it would be a lull for 10 minutes. Yeah. And then we'd both be like,
because we were doing this bit about how a woman with a trach.
We were doing a bit of Michael's and Joanne. For when you're hearing this episode, this is 9 episodes before. Well, yeah.
You know the Michael's Joanne bit we did literally months ago where we were laughing about that last night? I love you. You're my best friend.
I love you.
And sharing a room with you is easy.
It's easy. Just wait. We're on day 4.
It's going to get bad.
But hey, I put all my stuff away for you.
You did. Yeah. 4 days in.
4 days in. While you're doing a lot.
And I've been folding it every single other day. But I love you. Gabby. I'm so happy we have this time, yes?
Gabby.
Yeah.
You're my best friend.
Stop.
You're not only my best
Stop.
Friend. Okay.
Keep going.
You're not only my best friend. You're the most gorgeous girl I've ever seen with my eyes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's why I chose you.
No, to be my I know. Best
And then after years of digging, I finally found out that you're pretty chill.
Cool.
You know what I mean? Gabby, not you think. Traveling with you. Traveling with Gabby Bryant is crazy. Because men look at you and they go, I can take her right now.
No,
you know
no, what I mean? I could take her back to my homeland.
You don't understand how many guys I'm being like, stop.
Hey.
Hey. Stop it.
Put the ropes down.
Put the ropes.
They're like that. Right behind me.
And I want you to have fun. So it's like kind of like slapstick. Like it's like right behind you. I'm being like, and I'm like, oh, it's fine. And I'm literally, it's like Taken, but I'm like having like.
You're 10 steps ahead, baby.
I'm having like full Jason Bourne fights when you're not looking.
Behind me flipping.
Like wrecking all these Russian guys pouring in from vans that are coming up, stopping. Hundreds of Russian henchmen are pouring out. I'm like defeating all of them and back in time to say you're gorgeous. Okay. I love
Hell
you.
Yeah, I love you.
You're also such a delight. You are doing a play and a stand-up show and looking hot and being my best friend, which is probably the one that requires the most labor.
It does.
Okay, because girls, I need a lot of ups. I need a lot of downs. I need you to tell me I'm pretty hot, cool every moment.
Yeah.
Or I make it your problem.
No, yeah. This morning I got my Instagram back and he was like, oh, finally I could start making it about me again. And I said, hey, you never stop.
Gabby, I love you. Sharing a room with you is a delight.
It is.
It makes me, I can't wait for the rest of our lives.
I'm so excited for the rest of our lives.
And girls.
Girls.
Thank you so much for joining us on this insane Edinburgh ep. Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
We've been saying it wrong. We keep saying it wrong.
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
You all, I could just tell that you all look amazing right now.
I can tell. And girls, when this episode comes out, it's months after we've been home.
No, like we'll be home.
We'll be home, but I love that this episode.
I don't think, I won't be home yet. You'll be home.
Oh, I'll be home back in the States, loving life, eating bagels.
And I'll be here.
Still, but guys,
I'll get kidnapped without you.
Good.
Good.
Get this bitch out of here.
Girls, thank you so much for tuning in.
And I'll have Emily join me and be my new podcast
Emily,
host.
You have to take over, Emily. Good luck. Good
Lizzie,
luck.
We love you. Lizzie, we know you're going to be listening to this. This is Wings for Lizzie.
Lizzie, sorry.
Lizzie, we're so sorry about what happened today. We didn't mean it. We're so sorry. It won't happen again.
It won't happen again. We love you. We're sorry. You look amazing as well. And everyone else, listen next week. The next three episodes, we're going to have amazing UK guests.
We're going to have guests for the first time in a really long time.
Yeah, so we'll see how that works.
Well, I know. We'll see how that works. We usually never do.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So
no, it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome. And girls, I love you so much. Have an amazing day. Bye.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.